Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today we will begin the 13th parak of Yevamos, Bezus Hashem, parak Beishamai. And this parak mainly focuses around the sugya of Miyun and how Miyun affects and is connected to Yibam and Chalitza. What is Miyun? Miyun literally means refusal, that a girl who is married as a Kitana, a girl under Bas Mitzvah, in a case where she's not married off by her father in a typical Kiddushin, Daraisa, as we know, a father has the power to marry off his daughter Midaraisa when she's a Ktana or a Nara. However, this girl is not married off by her father in a Kiddushin Daraisa. She is married off in a Kiddushin Dirabanan, and therefore she has the power, part of the Takanas Dirabanan of this Kiddushin, is that she has the power until she's Bas Mitzvah, as we'll discuss later, she has the power to denounce the Kiddushin and say that she doesn't want to be married anymore, and thereby she will uproot the Kiddushin. How is this Kiddushin Derabbanan enacted? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, which is from really the Mishnah on our Daf on Amud Beis, the Mishnah says on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Ezei Kitana Shetzricha Limayin, who is a Ktana that needs Miyun? Kol Shesi'ua Ima V'achel L'daita. Like Rashi writes in the Mishnah, a Yisayma that her mother or brother married her off. Her father passed away, and her mother and or her brother married her off to somebody else. This is Kiddushin Derabbanan, and this is a Kiddushin that she can herself has the power to denounce and say she wants out from this Kiddushin. Fascinating, a very interesting discussion, Machlokes Rishonim, is whether, is this Dafka, her mother or brother, marrying her off, or she could marry off herself as well. Rashi, in Gittin, on Samachei Amud Aleph, Rashi writes over there that either she is married off through her mother or her brother with her consent, ay bekabalas atzma, or with her own acceptance. So Rashi writes clearly in Gittin on Samachei Amud Aleph that she could also marry herself off in this Kiddushin Derabbanan. It's not only the mother or brother, as the Mishnah says on Amud Beis, but that's a normal classic case. But as well, she could marry herself off. This as well is the Shita of the Meiri over here. However, the Shilta Gibayrim over here in the Dafi Arif, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, brings the Shita of the Riaz. And the Shita of the Riaz is that a Kitana, a girl, cannot marry herself off. He writes that if a girl marries herself off, the Kiddushin is not Chal at all, even Midrabanan. It's only the relatives, the mother, the brother, he adds other relatives, that can marry her off. However, if she marries herself off, the Kiddushin does not work, even Midrabanan, which is the pashtus, really, of the Mishnah on Amud Beis that says that the marriage took place through the mother or the brothers. The Birkas Avram over here suggests that there's actually a third shita in this nidain of who is marrying off this girl. The Rambam in Hilchas Isha's Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin just writes that a girl, a Kitana, who's a Yesayma, who's an orphan, he writes that she's able to marry herself off in Kiddushin Derabbanan. The Rambam makes no mention of the mother or brother marrying her off, and the Birkas Avram wants in the Dayik that the Rabbam holds that it's Tafka, the girl, who's accepting the Kiddushin. The Iker Kiddushin, the Rabbanan, takes place through the girl, not from the relatives. And the Birkas Avram says that according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says later on that it's a siyuo ima v'achel adaita, that the mother or brothers are married her off with her consent, it just means that her family arranged the Kiddushin. That's the normal way that they arrange the Kiddushin for her. But Be'ikr, she is the one that is makabel the Kiddushin. So we come out over here with three shitas in this Nidai, Shita of Rashi, the Meiri, that both the girl or her mother and brother can accept the Kiddushin for her. We have the Shita of the Riaz that the Shilta Gibarim brings, that only the mother-brother can accept the Kiddushin, not her. And then, according to the Havana of the Birkas Avram, we have the Shita of the Rambam, that only the girl is the one who is able to makabo the Kiddushin. We will now begin the first Mishnah of the Perek. The Mishnah lists five different machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The first machlekes the Mishnah records is Beis Shammai Oimrim Eimim Manin El Arusais. Beis Shammai says we only do Mian by Arusais, by a girl who's still an Arusa. Beis Hillel Oimrim Beis Hillel argue Arusais V'Nisuais, that Mian also can be done by Nisuais as well. Both the Ritva and the Meiri over here are Medayik. The Mishnah does not talk about the girls. It doesn't say Mema'anais. It says Mema'anin, Lashon Zachar, which the Ritva and Meiri explain refers to Bezdin. The Eimeman El Arusais means that Bezdin only will do Mian by an Arusa. And Zach the Ritva and the Meiri, that this is coming to teach us that this is only a din lechadchila. That lechadchila, according to Beis Shammai, Bezdin will not get involved in the mian of an arusa. They will not provide for her a get mian for the reasons that the Gemara is going to discuss later on. However, it's possible that mian could be done by an arusa. Bidi Eved, if she did Mian, Bidi Eved Bezdin did a Mian for her, the Mian would work. That's why the Mishnah does not say that there's no Mian by the girls. It says Eimemanin, that's a din on Bezdin l'chadchila, that Bezdin will not do a Mian for an Arusa, but Bidi Eved, if Bezdin went ahead with the Mian would in fact work. And both the Ritva and the Meiri bring a Raya from the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings a story with Pisha and Hagama, Pisha and the camel driver, that Bezdin did a Mian for his wife, even though he wasn't there, which is something Beis Shammai does not hold of. And as well, they did a Mian for her, even though she was a Nesua. And Beis Shammai defends himself and says that over there it was different, that since he had mistreated his wife, Bemida Kfusha Madat, he had treated her improperly. Rashi brings, he took advantage of her possessions, he was mafsid her nichsei malug, and because he mistreated her, so therefore Bezdin went ahead and went out of the norm, and Bezdin did mian, even though she was a nesua. So Zak de Ritva and Zak de Meiri, that if it was a din that it's not possible to do mian on a nesua according to Beis Shammai, even Bidi Eved, so how could Bezdin go ahead and uproot this kedushin with mian if it's against the halacha? However, Zok de Ritva Meiri, no, since Bidi Eved, the mian does work, it's just a din lechadchila, so then it makes sense that in such a case where he was mistreating her, Bezdin went ahead and allowed a mian, even though she was a nesua, even though it was shalai befanav. The Rishonim bring that this is actually a mefurish a Yerushalmi, The Yishalmi asks on the story of Pishon HaGamal, Ilo Aisa Davar Shalai Kashura Matir and Erva Shalai, just because he did something improper, does Bezin have the power to Matir and Erva, Matir something that is not allowed, that we're going to go ahead and let her get married on a bad Mion? And the Yishalmi says, we see from here that even according to Beis Shammai, Mion from Nisuin, or Mion Shalom Bifanov, Bidi Eved, does work. It's interesting to point out that Taisvis Adamid Beis over here brings the Yerushalmi, and then Taisvis adds in, Ve'ein Zu Kusha Kokach, the Yerushalmi's question is not such a question, how Bezin had the power to allow this Mion. The Ikul Meimer, the Kedusha Ektana, the Rabbananinu, Vafkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, because we could say, since the Kedushin of Ektana is only the Rabbanan have the power to mafkia the Kedushin, even over here with this Mion, that's normally not a kosher Mion. It's Mashma that Taisus held, that our Bavli perhaps argues with the Yerushalmi. Our Bavli never points out, never asks this question, that how could the Mion work according to Beis Shammai by Nesua or Shalai B'Fanav, which Beis Shammai holds is not the way Mion is supposed to be done. Our Gemara never asks a question like the Yerushalmi. So, and Taisus says that you could say Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin, which sounds that according to Taisus, Taisus may argue with the Ridva and the Meiri that assume as a Davar Pashat that according to Beis Shammai, the din of Eimaman and Elarusais is only a din L'chadchila, not B'dievet, that B'dievet would work. Taisus seems to hold that according to the Bavli, it's possible that according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't work even B'dievet, and the story, the Maisel of Pishon HaGamal, works based on the concept of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin. The Mishnah continues, brings another Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Bebaal v'lo b'yavam, that Mion only applies by a husband and not by a yavam. And Beis Hillel says, Bebaal uv'yavam. In Mirtz Hashem, we'll see more about this Machlekes in the Gemara. The third Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai Eimrim b'fanav, Beis Shammai says that Mion has to be done in front of the husband, and Beis Hillel says that it doesn't make a difference if he's there or not. Over here in this Machlekes, there's no discussion in the Gemara as to the explanation at all. For the reason for Beis Shammai that the Mion should be done, has to be done in front of the husband. However, the Meiri over here on the Mishnah gives a svara. The Meiri says that maybe if the husband was here, she would be embarrassed and she wouldn't do Mion. L'chaira, what the Meiri means is that we would like to discourage Mion. After all, the whole reason why the Rabbanan made the Kedushin the Rabbanan is Shelo Yubnos Yisrael Kehefker. We want the girls watched, so we'd rather discourage Mion. So therefore, we only allow Mion to be done if he's there, because maybe if he wasn't there, she would stay with him and she wouldn't do Mion. It is interesting that the Ramban actually uses similar svara to the Meiri to explain the next Machlekes, the fourth Machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Mion has to be done in front of Beis Din. And the Ramban asks, why would Beis Shammai require Mion to be done in front of Beis Din Mumchen, as the Pashas of the Gemara says? Why do you need Beis Din Mumchen over other matters like money, gin, kedushin, which does not require experts, does not require Mumchen? And the Ramban says that maybe Beis Shammai was misaking this in order to distance Mion, in order to further the chances of her doing Mion, because since you have to gather a special bezin of mumchen, smuchen, therefore it will be harder for her to do Mion. So once again, works out nicely that we have seems a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we look to try to discourage the girl from doing mi'at. It is interesting to point out that the Me'iri, however, himself, when it comes to this machlekes of Beis Shammai requiring Bezdin as opposed to Beis Hillel, the Me'iri gives a different reason why Beis Shammai requires Bezdin Mumchen. And the Me'iri writes that we're afraid that if we go to a Bezdin that are not experts, then maybe they'll come to be matir a girl with Mian, even in a case where her father married her off and she's married in a Kiddushin Daraisa. And therefore, they did not allow Mian to be done in front of anything less than Bezdin Mumchen. And he says the Beis Hillel holds that we're not afraid of Bezdin making such a big mistake, thinking that you could do Mian even in a case where her father married her off. We come now to the final machlekes, the fifth machlekes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that is whether a girl who did Mian can get married again, whether she still has Kiddushin Derabanan afterwards. And Beis Hillel holds that she could do Mian afilo dal vehe pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times. And Beis Shammai says, no, ein b'nais Yisrael hefker, the Jewish girls are not hefker, elamamanas umamtanas achetagdil, that she can only do Mian once, and after Mian, she would have to wait till she's older, till she's bas mitzvah, until she can get involved in a kiddushin daraisa. The phraseology of the Mishnah is very troubling. Unlike the other four machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, over here, it's a conversation. Amr lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, she could do Mian even 4 or 5 times. So why is it the Mishnah written in a lashon of a conversation? This ha'ara is pointed out by the Taisis Yantif. And another ha'ara, the Malacha Shleima on the Mishnah, points out that why is Beis Hillel's opinion recorded before Beis Shammai's opinion? Unlike the first four arguments between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai's opinion is given first, over here Beis Hillel's opinion is given first. The Me'iri over here on the Mishnah gives a beautiful explanation, and this would resolve all the questions. The Me'iri explains that this last machlekes is really a continuation of the machlekes before. We have a machlekes before. Beis Shammai holds that Mian has to be done in front of Bezdin Mumchen, and Beis Hillel holds it can be done even not in front of Bezdin Mumchen. V'Bezdin or Shalai V'Bezdin. So Amr Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is asking Beis Shammai, Ma'menes V'Iktana Fil Dal V'Eipamim. The halach is, a girl could do Mian a number of times, and if we're going to require a Bezdin Mumchen, so it comes out, it looks like the words of the Chachamim is a Chachuchucha V'Talula. It looks like a joke. The power of Bezdin looks like it's not serious, like it's a joke, that a girl can just get married and then do Mian in front of this Bezdin Smuchim, and they get married again, and then do Mian again. So that would be a zilzil to Bezdin. It seems that if the Mian is done a little less formally, it's done in front of 3 regular people, then there would be no zilzil. So from here, Beis Hillel brings a raya, brings a proof, that Mian does not have to be done in front of Bezdin Mumchen. On that, Beis Shammai counters. Beis Shammai says no. That no, we argue with you on that as well. We hold that Mian can only be done once, and therefore there's no issue of Zilzal Bezin, because Enachanami, we hold that Mian is not able to be done more than once. Once she did Mian, she only is able to engage afterwards in a Kiddushin Daraisa. We will now begin the Gemara. The Gemara goes into the reason for Beis Shammai, why Beis Shammai holds Eimimanin Elarusais, that once a girl is in a Suwa, she is not able to do Miyun. And the first reason the Gemara brings Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, my time with the Beis Shammai Lefisha ain't Tanai b'Nesuin, because there's no Tanai by Nesuin. V'Nesua Timan Asilamemer Yesh time b'Nesuin. The simple explanation for the Gemara is that we're afraid that if a girl does Miyun after Nesuin, people will not realize that this is a case of Miyun, but people will think it's a regular Kedushin Daraisa that was done, a Kedushin that was done with a condition, ala Tnai, and that's why she's walking away from this Nesuin without a get. And this would be a big mistake, because the halacha is ain't Tnai ben Nesuin. Once there is a Nesuin, the condition, even if a condition was made by Kedushin, like Rashi explains, the condition would not be binding after Nesuin, after Chuppah, as the Gemara says, because, like Rashi explains, we assume that the husband is Meichel, the Chiba of the Nesuin. He is Meichel, the Tznai, he forgives the Tznai, and he wants to be married anyways. And therefore, the Tznai does not help anymore. And we don't want people to make a mistake by watching Miyun from a Nesuah, that they'll think this is a case of Tznai, and they'll think that a Tznai would help even after Nesuin. Therefore, we do not allow Miyun by a Nesuah. The Gemara says that Beis Hillel is not afraid that a person will make such a mistake. People will know that this was a Kedushin of a Kitana, a Kedushin Derabanan, and we're not afraid people will think it was a case of Tanai. So the Gemara assumes, as a Davar Pashat, both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is, if a husband made a Tanai, the time of Kedushin, after Chuppah, we assume that he was Meichel, the original Tanai, and she would need a get. Taisus, over here, goes into lengthy discussion how this whole Gemara fits with the Sugyin Subis and Dafayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet. We have a Machlekes Amoraim, whether she requires a get in such a case. We are not going to go into the different Shitas in the Gemara and Subis and how we could adjust and apply to our Gemara, but we will point out at least that the halacha is like this Gemara that says Ein Tznai B'Chuppah, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, Simel Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed Hey, both paskin that in a case where a man married a girl ala Tznai and then had Chuppah without specifying anything, that we are Chayshish, not as a Davar Pashat, but we are at least Chayshish, we are concerned, it's a Safek, maybe he was Meichel, the Tanai, and therefore she would require a get, she would not be able to go get remarried without a get. Now, L'chaira, it's a Davar Pashat, that if the husband made a Tanai at the time of Kedushin, and then reiterated the Tanai at the time of Chuppah, he said that he's still makbid on his original Tanai that he made at the time of Kedushin. In such a case, we cannot say, obviously, that he is Meichel, the Tanai. The Shaila is, what happens if the husband only makes a Tanai at the time of Nesuin? Does a Tanai at the time of Nesuin work? We don't have the Svara that he's Meichel along with the Nesuin, since he's making the Tanai right now. However, the Shaila is a Tanai possible? Can Chuppah be done al Tanai? If we look carefully at Rashi over here on the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Lefi She'ein Tanai B'Nesuin, Rashi writes, Lefi She'ein Tanai Mo B'Nesuin Shel Gedola. Tanai does not help by the Nesuin of a Gedola. And then Rashi writes, "Va'filo havilei tanai b'shas kedushin." And even if there was a tanai at the time of kedushin, Achule achle b'shasbiyah v'chuppah. The husband is meichel, he forgives the tanai at the time of biyah and chuppah. The chaylu kedushin kamai, and the original kedushin is chal. It's mashu from Rashi that the Gemara is saying twofold. That there's no tanai by chuppah, there's no tanai by nesuin. Even if he made a tanai, the tanai does not help by nesuin. And then Rashi continues, and even if he made it to tanai at the time of kedushin, which a tanai at the time of kedushin should work, does work, nonetheless, since the husband forged ahead with the nesuin, with the chuppah, he is meichel the tanai, and therefore the tanai does not uproot the kedushin. So it's mashma from Rashi pretty clearly, as the Birkas Avram is medayik over here. The Rashi holds that a tanai does not work by nesuin. If he just made a tanai by nesuin, you cannot make a tanai by nesuin. As opposed to learning the Gemara, we could learn the Gemara. Lefisha ain't tanai by nesuin. The Gemara is not discussing at all making a tanai at the time of nesuin, because that is something uncommon. The Gemara is just talking about making a tanai at the time of kedushin. And the Gemara means, Lefish ain't tanai b'nesuin, that a tanai has no power, meaning the tanai that was done by kedushin has no power once a suin comes along, because we assume the husband is meichel the tanai. However, according to Rashi's understanding, it seems that Rashi is learning that the Gemara is saying that a tanai cannot work by nesuin itself, that if a husband makes a tanai by nesuin, it does not work. And the question is, why not? You can make a tanai on kedushin, so why would a husband not be able to make a tanai on nesuin? Rekiva Eger in Shuvis, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kafav, does not bring our Gemara. However, he does discuss this shaila, whether you can make a tanai on chapa. And Akiva Eger says that it's possible that you're not able to make it tonight. And Akiva Eger brings the Gemara in Ksubis, actually over there in that Sugya on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says over there, anything that cannot be done through a shliach, you cannot make it tonight on. The Gemara over there uses that klal by Chalitza. Anything that cannot be done through a shliach, you cannot make a tanai on, and we learn it out from the tanai of Bnei Gad, of Bnei Reuven, which was able to be done through a shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Eretz Yisrael through Yeshua, and anything that can be done through a shliach, a tanai can be done on, and anything that cannot be done through a shliach, you cannot make a tanai on. So Zakri Kiva Eger, Nesuin has to be done by the husband himself, can't make a shliach to do nesuin for him. And therefore, it comes onto this klal that you would not be able to make a tanai for nesuin. And memela, Zakta Birkas Avram, over here, we can use this to understand Rashi in our sugya. However, what's very interesting is, really connects to our Gemara, is that Rabbi Kiva Eger over there says that it's taloi in the shaila of Masar Av l'shluchei habal. Our Gemara asks, according to this reason of Shmuel's explanation for Beis Shammai, l'fi she'ein tanai b'nesuin, Masar Av l'shluchei habal ma'ikol mimar. If the father gave over to the shluchim, to messengers of the Baal, what are you going to say? In such a case, Zak Rashi, there's no chiba, there's no endearment that we would assume that the husband is meichel the tanai. And in such a case, a tanai would work. So Gemara is asking, why does Beis Shammai hold in such a case, mian does not work? Beis Shammai says, eimim man in el arusais. So Gemara is asking, in a case where it was Masar Av l'shluchei habal, so in such a case, she's no longer an arusa. Rashi writes that giving over to the shluchei habal counts as nesuin. So in such a case, there Tznai should help because there's no Thiba. And why over there should Mian, does Mian not help, does not work? According to Beis Shammai, there's no reason for a Gzera. And the Gemara answers, Lai Plug Rabbana. According to our Gemara seems to hold, Rashi writes clearly in Dibra Maskel Masara Av, that in the case where you give over the girl to the Shluchei HaBaal, to the messengers of the Baal, in such a case that works as Nisuin. So, Zakt Rekive Eger. If Masar Av L'Shluchei HaBaal works as Nisuin, then it would come out that Chuppah does work through a Shliach. It is Efshir Ayyadei Shliach, because over here, the husband has Shluchim that the girl is being given over to. And then, according to that, a Tznai would work by Chuppah. It would come out then, Sarachian, why you're not able to make a Tznai by Chuppah, according to Rashi over here. However, the Birkas Avram has a very simple taina on Rekiv Eger. The Birkas Avram says that the fact that when you give over the girl to the Shluchei HaBaal, that works as Nisuin, that's not the normal Geder of Shlichus. The Geder of Shlichus, of Shluchos Shal Adam Kemaisai, the special Chiddush of the Torah, that if you send someone, it's like it's yourself, that's not necessary over here. Over here, it's just a practical situation, a practical scenario, that giving over the girl to the husband's messengers, to the husband's people, that's considered giving over to the husband's rishos, that's considered a type of nisuin. But not midin, the typical shlichus, Zakta Birkas Avram, even if the shluchim were avadim, they were slaves, they weren't b'tayra shlichas, still it could work as nisuin. Because we don't have to come on to shluchu shal adam k'maisa, that it's as if it's the husband. The point is, you're giving over to people that are appointed, that are coming to bring her to the husband, that's enough to be considered a nisuin without the din of shluchu shal adam k'maisa. And therefore, we do not have to say that this is a milsa d'issa b'shlichas, that you would be able to make a tznai on chuppah. It is important to point out that this Gemara, like we mentioned, and Rashi explains very clearly, that Masar Av L'Shluchei HaBaal, when you give over the girl to the Shluchim of the husband, it's considered a Nisuin, is really, seems to be a Machlaikis Rashi Taisis and Ksuvis on Memches Amabez. The Gemara over there comes out on Memches Amabez that giving over L'Shluchei HaBaal only helps for Yerusha, but not for Truma. And there's a very big Machlaikis Rashi Taisis over there. Rashi learns it's only for Yerusha and nothing else. For Yerusha that the husband inherits her, for that it works. But for everything else, Rashi writes, for Chuma and Hafaris Nidarim, and for Mitzias, for lost objects, she is not considered a Nesua, she is not considered in the husband's Rishas. Only for the Lach of Yerusha. Taisus over there argues, and Taisus says that really, the Gemara, when it says that she's in the husband's Rishus for Yerusha, and not for Chuma, means Yerusha and everything else, Hafaris Nidarim. The husband is able to be made for her nedarim. She is considered a nesua, only not for truma, because we have the chash derabanan of simpai. These two shitas, this machlekes shishanim, Rashi and Taisus, whether masar av l'shluchei HaBaal is considered a full-fledged nesuin, that the husband would be able to be made for the nedarim, is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Reish Lamed Aled Siv Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that if the girl is given over to the Shluchei HaBaal, Yatza Mishus Av, she goes out from the Rishus of the father. And then he writes, V'yesh Omrim, and some hold, Mikol Makom Ein HaBaal Mefer Ad Shetichanes L'Chuppah. Some hold the husband is not able to be made for her until she comes to chuppah. That's the shita of Rashi and the shita of the Torah. That Masar Av Lushluchi Abal is not a nesuin, is not a full-fledged nesuin, that the husband can mefer the nedarim. It only works to that she goes out of the father's rishas, that the father is not able to be mefer the nedarim anymore. Even b'shutfis, even in a partnership, the father loses control. However, she does not come into the husband's rishas. It is not considered a regular nisuin. Our Gemara over here seems to be a very clear raya to Shitas Taisvis that Mesiras Av L'Shluchi Abal is considered a full-fledged nisuin, as Rashi himself writes over here. So we're left with a Tzarech Ian, how Rashi and the Torah, Rashi and Suvas, Amem Chesem and Beis, how he understands our Gemara, as well as Tzarech Ian, L'chara Astira, in Rashi, Rashi and Suvas over there says that Mesira to the Shluchi Abal is not a real Nisuin, as opposed to Rashi over here, Rashi says it is a Nisuin. Tzarech Ian. Although it's not Nagea Tar Sugya, I just have to tell you that this Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in Siman Kuf Vav is famous for another reason. That Rabbi Kiva Eger over there assumes that anything that you cannot make a tnai on, for example, chuppah, according to the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns over there, you would not have a mekach tais. You would not have a mekach tais by it. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes that the halacha of mekach tos, the halacha of a mistaken transaction, is gebayit, is built on the concept of tnai, that there's unspoken tnai between the buyer and the seller, or the husband and the wife, that I'm only marrying you, I'm only buying this object on this condition. And that's how every mekach tos works, that it's on this condition that I'm buying you, I'm marrying you, and if that is not fulfilled, it is undone. However, in a case where you're not able to make a tnai, like chuppah, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns over there, there would be no halacha of chuppah b'tais. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that even if she comes out, she was a ba'ula and not a besula, the chuppah would still be a good chuppah, because since there's no tnai by chuppah, because it's the efsher ayidei shliach, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger says over there, therefore there will be no tnai. This is a big chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the concept of mekach tais is only because it is based on the concept of an unspoken tnai. However, one could have learned that a mekach tais is not because of a tnai, but it's just simply a wrong transaction. I bought an apple, I didn't buy an orange. So therefore the mekach tais is, the pshat mekach tais is, I never married this person in this state, and it's not based on the dinim of tnat. Just one final ha'ara before we go further. The lashon of the Gemara is Masar Av L'Shluchi Habal Ma'ika L'Meimar. What are you going to say in a case where the father gave her over to the Shluchi Habal? And Rashi points out that this cannot be. It cannot be Masar Av, the father gave her over L'Shluchi Habal, because we're discussing Mion, and in a case where the father marries off the girl, it's Kiddushin Da'araisa, and Mion would not help. Mion is limited to a case where the father died and the mother or brother married her off, or according to Rishonim we mentioned before, she married herself off. So it's a case of Kiddushin Derabbanan, that's where Mion applies. So what does the Gemara mean, a case of Masar Av L'Shluchi Habal? So Rashi explains that Masar Av is Lav Davka. We're not talking about where the father gave her over. The Gemara means in a parallel case that applies to Mion. For example, the brothers gave her over l'shluchei abal. That in a case similar to the concept of masarav, in a case where the brothers gave her over l'shluchei abal, there the Gemara is asking, ma'ikul meimar, over there, what's the reason for Beis Shammai that Mian does not help? There is an obvious ha'ara, an obvious question on Rashi. Because l'chaira, we can find a case where a father is giving over his daughter in Kiddushin d'Rabbanan. Why? What about a case of Yisayma b'chaya av? The halacha is, if the father gives over his daughter for Kiddushin and afterwards for Nisuin, and then subsequently she gets divorced or her husband dies, in such a case, she does not go back to the rishus of the father. The father has no power, midaraisa, to marry her off. And this is one of the examples, one of the cases, where a mother or brother could marry her off. And l'chora, we could suggest that the father as well can marry off his daughter in such a case. So why didn't Rashi explain that the case of the Gemara of Masar Av L'Shluchi Abao, the Gemara means in a case where she was a Yisayme B'chayavia, where she was already in Nesua and she got divorced, and now the father has no power, Midaraisa, to marry her off. Yet the father can marry her in a Kiddushin D'Rabbanan. And then we would have a case of Mian by a Masar Av, and we don't have to say that the Gemara is Lav Davka. Zok the Ritva says that we see from Rashi that Rashi holds that a Yisayme b'chaya av, the father does not have the power to marry off his daughter even in a Kiddushin d'Rabbanan. The father loses his power completely and he cannot marry off his daughter altogether. This as well would seem to be the Pashtus of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Gimel, where they both write in a case where the father died, or she's a Yisayme b'chaya avia, where she had nisuin and she got divorced, that in such a case the mother or brother can marry her off, and they make no mention of the father being able to marry her off. However, the Prisha over there in Eis Yud Aleph, he writes that Lania Steinti, it's Nira, it appears that the halacha is that the father would be able to marry her off because he cannot be worse than the power of a mother or the brother who was able to marry her off. And the reason why the Torah only mentioned the mother or brother is because, since by a case where the father died, it doesn't apply the father marrying her off, only the mother or brother. So therefore they only mentioned the mother or brother as well by the case of the Yisayma b'chaye aviha. I would like to point out that l'chora, it's more mistavra like the shita of Rashi, because according to the Prisha, it would come out that either the father can marry her off or the mother or brother, which is unusual that in a place where the father has power, the Rabbanan would give power to the mother or brother as well. However, according to Rashi, that the father does not have the power, so then it's more logical to understand that the Chachamim let the mother or brother do it, where the father has no power to marry off his daughter. We're going to go now to the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara brings the Machlekes, Rav Aishia, and Ula. The Mishnah says that Beis Shammai holds that Mian can only be done against a husband, but not against a Yavam. However, Beis Hillel holds V'Baal Uva Yavam, that Mian can be done by a Yavam as well. And here we have a Machlekes. Rav Aishia says that Mamenes L'Mamarai V'Eina Mamenes L'Zikasai, that Mian to the Yavam would only work for Maimer. That is, if the Yavam did Maimer, which is Kiddushin Derabanan to a Yavama rather than having Bia. He uses Kesef and Shtar for Kiddushin to the Yavama. Kiddushin Derabanan, because Midaraisa Yibam can only be done with Bia. So from that, Mian would work, that she could do Mian to uproot the Maimer, the Kiddushin Derabanan that is done to her. However, however, she is not able to do Mian to uproot the Zika. In order to become permitted Lashuk, she would need Chalitza from the Yavam. However, Ula holds, Gemara Namen Beis, that Mamenes Afu Zikasai, that she could do Mian even to uproot the Zika, the connection, that she would not require Chalitza. And the Gemara explains that according to Ula, the Mian can uproot the original Kiddushin. The Mian can uproot the original Kiddushin to the first husband. So it's as if she was never married to the first husband. Memela, there's no need for Yibam or Chalitza. The obvious question on the Gemara, the Rishonim discuss, that Bishlema, according to the way Ula explains the Mishnah, that Mian works even to uproot the Zika, because it uproots the original Kiddushin. So we could understand that Beis Shammai holds that Mian cannot work to uproot the Kiddushin once the husband already has passed away, which is really the Shita of Reb Oshia. Reb Oshia holds he cannot do Mian for the Zika. However, according to Reb Oshia's explanation of the Mishnah, that the Mian that we're discussing is going to uproot the Maimer, the Kiddushin Derabanan of the Yavam. So the question is, so what is the reason for Beis Shammai? Why would Beis Shammai hold that she can't do Mian to uproot the Maimer? Why is the Maimer different than every Kiddushin of a Kitana that Mian works for? So the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, they all give an explanation that since even after the Mian would be done, she would still require Chalitza, according to Rav Oshia's understanding. So Beis Shammai holds that the Rabbanan did not institute Mian in such a case. The Rabbanan only instituted Mian in a case where it's going to free her completely to marry to someone else. However, over here, even after the Mian to uproot the Maimer, she'll still require Chalitza to uproot the Zika. In such a case, the Rabbanan did not sanction Mian, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, once she's going to require Chalitza anyways, we also are going to require a regular get to uproot the Maimer. The Aruch Lener over here gives another teretz, another possibility. The Aruch Lener says that perhaps Rav Oshia holds like Rava earlier on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that Maimer creates, according to Beis Shammai, a Safek Arusa, Safek Nesua. Rava says earlier on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is a Safek Arusin, Safek Nesuin. So Mela, Zaka, Aruch Lener, beautiful, that Beis Shammai over here could be Lashitasai, that Beis Shammai holds Mian does not work by a Nesua, and therefore Maimon would not work for Maimer because, according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is Safek Nesuin. Going further in the Gemara Namen Beis, the Gemara goes into discussion, into Ula's opinion, into Ula's Shita, that Mian uproots the Zika by uprooting the original Kiddushin. And the Gemara asks Esvei Rava Le'ula. Rava asks Ula from the first Mishnah of our Masechta that the Mishnah says in a case of Tzaras Erva, and the Erva is through a Kiddushin Derabanan, a Kiddushin of a Ketana, that the Halacha is the Tzara is Chayletzes V'lo Misyabemes, she needs chalitza because midaraisa, she's not a tsaras erva because the erva was only married in kedushin derabanan. However, she's not able to do yibam because midarabanan, it's a tsaras erva. So Rava asks, according to you, Ula, that Mian could uproot the original Kedushin, why can't she do Mian? The Erva could do Mian, and thereby uproot the Kedushin as if she was never married. Memela, her Tzara, is no longer a Tzara's Erva, retroactively, and therefore, she should be able to do Yibam. And the Gemara answers that it's Enachanami, but it looks, it's Midar Abanan, because it looks like it's Tzara's Erva. And the Gemara brings a raya from Rami Bar Yecheskel, and Rami Bar Yecheskel says that miyana bebaal muteras laaviv, that a girl who does miyan while her husband's still alive, she is allowed to marry his father because it's clear that there was no kedushin here since the miyan was done while he was alive. However, biyavam, if she does miyan while to the Yavam after her husband passes away, in such a case, Asur Lavit, she is Asur to his father, because since he died and she fell to Yibam, it looks like they were really married, and therefore it looks like she is the daughter-in-law of this person, and therefore she is Asur to his father. So just like Rami Bar Yecheskel says over there, we're afraid that once she falls to Yibam, she looks like a Karaiv, she looks like she's related, and therefore she's Aser to the, looks like a father-in-law. So too over here, the Tsaras Erva is going to be Aser because she looks like a Tsaras Erva. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, they all say that this halacha, that the girl whose husband dies, that she's usher to the father-in-law because it looks like a relative, because since her husband died, it looks like she was married to him, does not only apply to the father-in-law, it applies to all the relatives. All the relatives of her husband, of her first husband, are going to be usher to her. The Ridva does point out that it only applies to the relatives of the one that died, of her first husband, not to the relatives of the Yavam. But nonetheless, all the relatives of her first husband apply, are usher to her, because it looks like she was married to him in real Kedushin since she fell in front of the Yavam. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, says a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam writes, Hamamenes b'yavim asur lo aviv. She is only usher to the father because she looks kekalasa, she looks like a daughter-in-law when the son died. Avalashar kroivav muteres. But to other relatives, she is going to be mutter. The gzera was only on the closest relative, on the father. On other relatives, the rabbanan were not geyser. That's a very yisayistik amachlaikis. And the end of the Rambam adds even more. The Rambam adds over there, Lefikach, therefore, in miyana be'echad min ha'yavamim, if she does miyan to only one of the brothers, one of the yavamim, muteres la'echav, she is mutter to the other brothers. If she does miyan to one brother, she is mutter to the other brothers. This Rambam is based on the memra of Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Miyana buzeh muteras lazeh. She does miyan to one brother, to one yavam, she's mutter to the other brothers. And this is how we paskin, as the Rif explains, because this is backed up as well from the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, later on in the Gemara, according to the last Lashon, which we follow, the Lashon of Basra. So since Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan hold this way, we paskin like Shmuel against Rav, that miyan bazeh muteres lazeh, that she is mutter to the other brother. But what does the Rambam mean to connect these two things? What does the halacha of being mutter to the other relatives have to do with this halacha? She does miyan to one yavam, she's mutter to the other brothers. the pashtus of Shmuel's halacha of miyana bazeh mutaras lazeh, that it is that if she does miyan to one brother, she's still zakuk, she's still connected to the other brothers, and the other brothers can still do yibam. And if they don't do yibam, they would still require, she would still require chalitza, because she only did miyan to one of the brothers. That would seem to have nothing to do with this halacha, that a girl whose husband dies, and then she falls to yibam, whether she's mutter to the relatives of her first husband. It must be Zakrav Shach in Avi Ezri over there, and the Chidushia Granat, and Armasechta, and Simen Ches, that it must be the Rambam understands differently than the Ramban Rashba and other Rishainim in the memory of Shmuel of Miyana Bazeh Muteres Lazeh. The Ramban and Rashba understand Miyana Bazeh Muteres Lazeh, if she does Miyan to one brother, then she's mutter to the other brother, b'tayras yibam. She's still zakuk, she's still connected to the bias, and the other brothers can do yibam. However, the Rambam understands that the reason why she's mutter to the other brothers is not b'tayras yibam. When she does miyan to one brother, it uproots the entire kiddushin. Like Ula said, it uproots the entire marriage to her first husband, memela. She's completely pater from the bias. She does not require chalitz anymore. And Zak Shmuel, she is muteris to the other brothers, not midin a yavama. She's muteris to the other brothers the same way she's muteris to everyone else in the shuk. So Zak the Rambam, very beautifully, that we see from the memory of Shmuel, that the same way over there, that if she's muteris to the other brothers, so we see that she's only usher to the father-in-law. The whole gzeira derabanan is only on the father-in-law. There's no gzeira on the other relatives, and that's why she's going to be muteris to the brothers as a regular almana, as a regular widow. However, the Ramban, the Rashba, they understand that the member of Shmuel is miteras yibam. However, outside of teras yibam, she'd be usher to the brothers, and she'd be usher to any relative of her first husband, not like the Rambam. Now, l'chaira, there's an obvious kasha on the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba. When the Gemara explains, like we mentioned before, the member of Ula that holds Mamenes af l'zikasai, that she could do mian even to uproot the zika, the Gemara explains that that works only by uprooting the original marriage, her marriage to the first husband. That's the way to uproot the Zika. Mashma the Gemara, that there's no way to do mian to the Zika, to the connection to the Yavam directly, because that's not a relationship. Like the Gemara says, that the Yavam created, it's Rachmana Ramallah, the Torah made this connection. And it's only through the uprooting of the first marriage that she's able to get out of the Zika. So the obvious question is then, how could she do Mian to one brother and not the other brother? Bishleim, according to the Rambam, who understands that really the Mian is uprooting the entire Zika over here, and she's muteris to the other brothers, not midin yibam, but like everyone else, she's a mutter to marry them. So then we understand the Gemara. However, according to Ramban and the Rashba, that she's only mutter to the other brothers, muteris yibam, which means that the mian could help for one brother. It stops one brother from doing yibam, but she could still do yibam to the other brother. How is it shaykh such a thing? If she uprooted the original marriage, like the Gemara explains according to Ula, then she shouldn't be able to do Yibam with any of the brothers. And if she's only doing Mian on the Zika to that brother, L'chaira, the Gemara is clear that such a Mian does not work. Such a Mian cannot work. So what's a pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba? Both the Granat and Rav Shach and Avi Ezri both say a fascinating pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba and how they explain the Gemara, that the mian that she's doing to one of the brothers is not really chal right away. It's not a mian that's definite, that's chal right away. The mian is more of a looming mian. Basically, she is telling this brother that if he comes to marry her, b'tayras ibam, if he comes to try to take her, b'tayras ibam, bal karcha, then she is mamanes. Then she is doing mian to uproot the original kiddushin, and then she would never have been married to the first, to the brother, to her first husband, and then she would not be b'tayras ibam to all of them. So since she has this mian hanging over this brother's head, memela, he's not able to do yibam, and she's only left to the brothers that the brothers are able to do yibam. But ein achinami, zakt the Granat and Rav Shach, that this mian is not a mian to one brother. It's a looming mian that would work on everyone, that would uproot the original kedushin, like the Gemara said, but she's only threatening to do the mian to this brother if the brother goes ahead and tries to do yibam. And that's the pshat in Shmuel, the miyana bazeh mutaras lazeh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.